In the waking morning, as I lie in bed thumbing through my phone and social media, all I see is a world in more chaos than I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. It's inexplicable. Satan seems to be wreaking havoc, perhaps because his time is short and the end is near even for him. Yet, what troubles me is that, unlike God, Satan aims to destroy anyone and anything in his path because he influences the world around us, but ultimately, he will lose. I've noticed, especially in recent months, a push towards discernment on YouTube. Many devout followers of Christ, whom I trust, have been warning against false teachers. My journey through the Word has indeed crossed paths with such misleading interpretations. The deviation of some churches from biblical truths baffles me. Their motivations seem more political than spiritual, stirring fear and suspicion within me. This is why I gravitate away from churches and individuals who distort the gospel. My connection with the Lord assures me that if something feels amiss, I will quickly turn away. I cannot bring myself to listen to online preachers who distort the Word's delivery to my heart. I belong to a church where I feel at peace, yet I refrain from aligning myself with any one denomination. The term religion has always unsettled me because God has been guiding me for a long time. Declaring allegiance to one church over another seems absurd given the myriad religions and their divergent teachings. None can claim superiority, for the essence of faith is belief in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The pursuit of a religion only opens doors for Satan to mislead God's followers. As the end times approach, with social media amplifying countless opinions, there's a risk of fracturing God's word. My ADHD challenges my ability to engage with the Bible traditionally. However, my days are filled with God's presence, from listening to pastors to utilizing Bible apps. This immersion in God's Word counters the notion that traditional Bible study is the only path to faith. Christians must not judge those who find alternative ways to connect with God. Satan preys on the weak, and it's our duty to rebuke him. Despite daily sins, declaring, "I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ," empowers us to resist temptation. Prayer, whether silent or spoken, is a direct line to God. Yet, I sometimes fear praying aloud, aware that malevolent forces might exploit my words. As Christians, we're called to plant seeds of faith, reassuring others of God's existence and Jesus' sacrifice, which promises eternal happiness. On social media, discernment is crucial. We must seek God's guidance to sift through teachings, withdrawing from those that mislead. In conclusion, Satan's efforts to derail us are relentless. However, by steadfastly giving our hearts to the Lord and seeking His presence, we will experience breakthroughs filled with the Holy Spirit, revealing the glory of God and exposing the evil that surrounds us. Seek God, and you will find eternal peace. Bible verses to reflect upon. 2 Corinthians 11 verses 14 to 15, "And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." Ephesians 6 verses 11 to 12, "Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." James 4 verse 7, "Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Matthew 7 verses 15 to 16, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them."